And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the 97.3, the Fan Studios, here with Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing Charters and the Bite Journal. You stay tuned. This is going to be one great show here on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3, the Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trank's 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trank's 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trank's reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trank's Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Going to be a great day with a very busy dude.
Yeah, indeed. Captain Brandon Hayward, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Brandon?
Yeah, so busy dude. So tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm actually getting slowly less busy as I kind of build the business and have other captains running the boats and such.
So that part's
good.
That's
a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
In 2014, I ran 257 trips myself, human. My takeaway that year was wow, things are really changing in the fishing landscape. That's when it switched from squid grounds and cold water to Wahoo and had the first blue marlin and that type of stuff that year. So I learned wow, fishing's changing and one person on one boat, small boat, especially, is kind of just like a really expensive business, right? It's hard to pull off.
It costs you a lot to make that happen.
Yeah, and you're turning people away because you're only one person. So from there, I've just kind of started growing the business and adding more boats, and that's where we're at now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where are you now? What's the story on the boats?
Right now, what we have for charter boats that we take people on is I have a 23 Parker and a 28 Parker.
Nice.
Okay. The 28 is at Fisherman's right now, and the 23 jumps back and forth. We started running out of Ventura Sport Fishing last year. Kind of end of sea bass season. That worked out well, and then we still run out of Davy's Locker, too.
Yeah, wow. Well, I'm looking at bitesportfishing.com, B-I-G-H-T, sportfishing.com.
Yeah.
And you do a variety of trips, lobster, white sea bass, tuna offshore, and you're doing the tuna offshore thing right now.
Yep, it's tuna now. Lobster opens
September
28th.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like a few
weeks away. It's pretty close. So fall is fun. And a fun challenge because you're kind of doing everything.
Sure.
Could be bluefin, could be school tuna, could be lobster. And the way things have been the last 3 or 4 years, you never know what the could is. So that's coming up. But right now we really focus on that big bluefin, that school yellowfin's biting. Ran 3 trips for that last week. Every trip had limits, really good fishing. For whatever reason, and I think it's my fault because they manufactured it this way, we don't get a ton of interest for that. Like, people call and they want to fish the big fish.
I want to go trophy hunting.
Yeah, and that's what I want to do. I did that on Friday. We had a nice day, no wind and kind of tough conditions, but big, huge foamer spots up off the northwest end of Clemente. Really remind me of that kind of clarion buffer zone fishing because you got to be 3 miles outside of Clemente. And so we're like 3.1 miles pulling up on spots up. Individual cows blowing up, and we didn't land one of the big ones. We had a couple bites, but we got a 140 and a 80 pounder.
Oh, so just a 140.
Yeah. I know. It's like I was saying before the show started. If this was going on in that 2014 year when things changed, stop the presses.
Oh my God.
Everyone's going for it, but everyone's really spoiled and jaded straight up, and sure. They're just not big enough for people now.
It's, yeah.
80 pounders.
Yeah.
Big enough for me.
Big enough for me, too. That's the perfect grade of fish. It's fun. You can land a couple real fast when they're up.
Heck
so,
yeah.
No, it's really perfect. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's fun fishing. So how do you see this playing out? Because, of course, we're heading into what typically is our best time of the year, September, October.
Yeah.
Last year was pretty epic. What do you see it playing out? Are you going to switch to lobster? Are you sticking with the big tuna?
Oh, we'll stick to lobster. And so much of our client base is regulars, and they book their trips in November. They're 4 to 20-plus trips that they do a year with us. So they're going to come out and fish the big bluefin once or twice. Mm-hmm. They're going to do their lobster trip early season. They're going to do their lobster trip around the holidays so they can have a party with their friends. They're going to do their spring sea bass trip. So everything's pretty set in stone for us in terms of moving along. And then what we pick up kind of short notice along the way, if there's availability, is great, whatever the people want to do.
Every year you always seem to drop some kind of cool social media photo with some kind of crazy combo of things.
Love the combo.
A 50-pound sea bass with 7 lobsters crawling over the top of it, or a 200-pound bluefin with a yellowtail next to it, and a bunch of lobsters crawling over the 2 of those things. That, like, those are always fun.
That's fall in California the last 5 years. So we're just going to kind of do what we do and see what the people want to do and what the market is and what mother – the big thing is what's Mother Nature going to give you?
Sure.
And the last 4 years has shown that bluefin loves to settle in somewhere, whether it's Desperation, Tanner, Cortez, somewhere way out west. So we're looking forward to some of that.
Wherever that is.
Is Tanner in your range?
With the both boats, it is. I fished them on the 23 that one year when they were, like, biting at night. It was, like, sea bass-esque fishing with quarter-ounce sliding sinker and a live squid at
That's
night.
So crazy.
It's pretty crazy. And with the 28 now, that boat just has I know how big the fuel tank is because I just put in a brand new one. It has a 250-gallon tank.
Oh, wow.
So we can really go kind of anywhere.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what if somebody calls you and says, Brandon, I want to go catch a big tuna and go catch a limit of lobster? How do they work? How does that work?
What I really strive to do, or what we really strive to do with the business, is to create a small boat charter experience for people who don't have their own boats. Mm. We do get guys who have their own boats, but you know what? Most of our people from that kind of line are people who had their own boat, know how expensive it is to own and operate their own boat, do not want to be cleaning their own boat at 10 p.m. on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that big bluefin is hard. There's a lot of moving parts. So it takes something, and it takes some kind of history and backstory with kite fishing to really be good at it, you know?
No doubt.
So we can build any sort of trip for anyone. And that would probably mean right now, if you want to do something like that, leaving out of Fisherman's, taking the 28, fishing Clemente, sliding into Avalon, kind of like I did my last trip, slide into Avalon, sleep on a mooring or get a hotel room at Kayla's place, the Seacrest, have pokey at the Lobster Trap breakfast.
Cool.
Go back
Caleb's
out.
Caleb's got
do
his
it
own
again.
Hotel now.
He owns the Seacrest Inn.
Wow, good
and,
for him.
And it has two cottages, too.
That's
wow.
cool.
Yeah, the trip that Wes has today, it's a two-day. They're going to stay there tonight.
Nice.
What a cool way to just roll in, get a shower, sleep in a big bed. Roll right back out. You're 25 miles from the zone.
It's perfect. No, it's perfect. So, like I said, we do custom trips. When you look at the price up on the Fisherman's Landing website compared to other trips, to some people it seems like a lot of money, but if you've ever operated your own boat and gone out there, like I talked to Neil, your boat partner, the other day, he's like, when I go to Clemente, it's $1,000.
Yeah, we spend $1,000.
It's $1,000 for fuel, basic flying fish, and like non-moving parts outside of the charter world. So people who own their own boat think it's the greatest deal ever. People that usually go on the three-quarter day are like, wow, that's a lot of money. So it depends on what lens you're looking through, and I get both of them.
Yeah, no doubt. So so you're obviously well-connected that if somebody wants to do this type of thing where the combo trip would stay in the night, you can arrange all that for them.
Yeah, I don't get any like makeup or markup on it or anything. Yeah. I get a really good deal.
Here's what I want
through the
do.
Hotel, and I don't make a dollar on it. I line it up, and the keys are waiting on the table for them and the whole thing.
Yeah, and Lobster Trap is such a great place to eat, too.
Lobster Trap is a classic California. I mean, beer at the Marlin Club and then dinner or lunch at the Trap, especially with lobsters, because it is the best lobster made on the West Coast, in my mind. And I've like really been trying a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's a great experience. It's really cool.
That's
what
rad.
Do they do at that place that make lobster
butter.
So good?
Lots
butter.
Butter.
It's a butter thing. Yeah. For sure. Well, that's cool. So so how do you see the fall playing out? San Diego as well as Oceanside, Dana Point area? Or is that where the boats are going to be stationed?
Yeah. Kinda? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I really think the best is yet to come on the Bluefin, and we're going to get a wave of Dorado and all that other stuff, too.
Yeah.
Remember early this summer, it was, like, really gloomy and just kind of off, and things feel a little bit late. And it's just a different setup. The water's a different color. Everything's a little different. It's not better. It's not worse. It's just different. So,
yeah. Well, pretty going to be pretty cool. I think it's going to be a great fall.
I think so, too. I know the Shogun did a collection trip. It was probably close to a month ago now, but they were quite a ways down, and those guys were just talking about the volume of Dorado. You know, this was a long ways down, 250 miles, 300 miles, but, like, the volume of Dorado on kelps, they said, was just mind-blowing.
Oh, really?
You know, like, and, you know, that's a long ways. It takes a while for that fish to make its way up here, but, you know, that was just one thing that I'm sure at some point will invade the beach up here is, you know, big Dorado. They said anything that was bigger than a pizza box had a school of Dorados on it. You know? Like every single one they ran
by.
Kind of, yeah, great. It'd be great for that to
They're
come
out. They're coming back.
Here. We'll take it.
Like John Ireland used to say, like vermin. Yeah. So tell us about the Bite Journal. Of course, new journal coming up.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of an episode because it's really a story on paper.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It comes out twice a year. There's a spring summer and a fall winter. So the next one will be the fall winter, and it's not fall yet, so it's not out. The cadence of it, the twice a year deal, kind of throws people off because they're used to getting a weekly or a monthly or something like that.
Right.
But limited advertising and the amount of pages in terms of like pure content in there is like three standard magazines in one. So it takes a lot of time to do it. And like I've always said before, I have two businesses, one pushes and one pulls. One's very blue-collar and 20-plus hour days, and one is very mental. So it takes time, and I got to have, like, a few days to, like, mentally plumb my brain around magazining to do it. So the next one will be out sometime before Christmas.
Cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Any preview you can tell us about what might be in it?
There's some
teasers.
I like to quiz out kind of like old-timers and find someone to write the article who kind of comes from the same line or the same background, but like a younger version of them or something.
Right.
So it's real people-heavy interviews with people and looks into stuff that's just never kind of been looked at before.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's really a very different journal than the fishing industry has ever seen before.
It is,
and you've done an excellent job, and the photography in there is just insane.
Yeah, no, it takes time. We source our own photography mostly and create our own photography, and so that is another thing. It takes time and resources, but we get it there,
It's very next level. It's just not... It's a very unique publication, but, the photography is just a very big step above some of the other things that are out there.
No, thanks. And we're going on our seventh issue already.
Really?
For a publication that comes out twice a year, and one year I only had one because of some family health issues and such. So, moving along with it.
Cool.
It's the type of deal. I don't do this to, like, get rich. if I can make a little bit of money along the way with it, but I really do it because this is like a passion project for me. I like doing it. My goal is to do something that's like pure and unique and different. And if I can pay my mortgage with the bite every month, that's like good enough for me.
Yeah.
So I don't push it that hard. I don't try to like flood it with ads, and I really don't try to sell ads with it. Like I let them kind of come to me, and if they don't get it, I really don't want them in there.
Yeah.
My premise with the bite is like, if I don't want to see it on my own boat, I don't want to see it in the magazine.
Yeah.
That's the barometer. That's
cool. Well, the cool thing about the bite is here it is. This, how long has this been issue been out?
That issue's been out for a while, since like March.
It's still here.
Yeah.
The point is if you're in there, it's still around. I mean, it's
evergreen.
It's
super evergreen. No one's ever been like, my wife made me throw up my magazines, my journals. You know, it just isn't like that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great publication. Yeah, well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Brandon has a wealth of knowledge, and the good thing about Brandon is he gives it up. He tells you the real deal, story.
I'm loosening up a little bit as I get older.
Loose lips.
No doubt about it.
Hayward.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a great time and so much cool info to talk about. We want to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, we would love to have you on the show. Best way to do that is just give us a call. Adam is standing by right now, and we do have an open phone line, and I can assure you, today will be a very busy show, so a great time to call right now, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's your chance to get through right now. Talk to Brandon, and we're giving away a great trip. And, you know, talking about all this great fishing that's going on and great fishing information, somebody's going to win a one-year FishDope.com membership at the end of the show today. That's $160 value. Yeah, I mean, $170 value. Yeah, a great opportunity for somebody at the end of the show today. Going to win a one-year membership to fishdope.com. So a great prize and a great chance to talk to Brandon. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800. Or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Hey, all of you guys that make Ben and Woods part of your morning routine, just like your morning coffee, thank you, number one. And there's also a very easy way to listen. Just use the radio.com app to stream The Fan on your smart speaker. Just say play 97.3 The Fan.
Okay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Talk about this in this current bike journal, which, by the way, Brandon just enhanced the prize this morning. So you're going to throw in?
Platinum package.
The platinum package of the bike journal.
Yeah. Like I said, there's six that are out right that have been done. Two are sold out, so we'll chuck someone the four issues that I have sitting in my garage.
You'll ship them right to them, the four there.
And that's awesome.
With the bow.
And this issue, the current issue, has the most incredible picture. Is that Pelikia?
Best cover shot yet.
That's a pretty cool shot. Yeah, that Carl shot that, Air Pelikia on Instagram. He's
Carl Sabonis.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a hobby-level photographer by his own admission, but he's really good.
Yeah.
And the angles he get, he's a human drone, right? So, we got that from him.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it shows, like, the moment of impact on
a
swordfish guy on the bow of the boat that is just... I mean, that shot is, like, amazing.
You could trek around for 2 weeks following a plank boat, and you'd have a hard time getting that shot.
No,
it's incredible.
Yeah. Perfect
incredible.
Angle, everything.
Perfect everything.
Good job, Carl.
He posted one yesterday of a bluefin just going sideways. You see that one?
I was just
going to
say, if you want a cool follow on your social media, follow Air Pelikia, just because every day it's just the sickest shots of big bluefin.
I call it catnip.
Catnip. Yeah, man. I mean, just... big giant anchovy balls and 200-pounders blowing up through, and just stuff that just there are so few people in the world that ever see that, you know, from that angle, and it's a really cool one.
No, it's pretty cool. When we were out Friday, that's kind of my term, like when it's up foaming and good fishing, like Air Pelikia day.
Wow.
One or 2 days a week, if you're lucky, Air Pelikia day. Here
so
we go.
So that was a day like Friday and yesterday too. Beautiful, flat calm, right?
Too calm.
Yeah.
Too calm. Flat calm.
Yeah.
52 minutes west end of Clemente to Avalon.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
52 minutes.
Is that on the new 28? You were on the 23.
No, I have a 23-foot Grady, which someone gifted to me.
Nice.
It's a funny
story.
It's a cool gift. So I was on that boat.
Okay.
It's got twin 150 Yamahas on it, and
sweet.
I like it a lot.
So it's fast.
It's pretty fast.
Yeah.
But they all play the same. They're small, fast boats. You know?
Yeah. And that's kind of, when the weather's right. That's where you
absolutely
shot. Yeah.
People call or everyone emails now, right? So people email like, "Hey, I want to do an overnight trip." Like, we don't do overnight trips because the boats go 30 miles an hour if you can. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was on Friday. It was a good show. That bluefin does these big loops, right? So it's never going to be around the whole time. The worst thing you can do is like see they're biting and book a trip and go 5 days later. You're just setting yourself up for disaster. I'm real. I tell people that when they're like, "Wow, I see they're biting." Like. What's going on now in fishing doesn't mean anything for tomorrow, especially next week, especially for anything.
Yeah.
Who has the most success with this fish in everything we do? Our top 10 regulars who book all their trips in November.
Totally.
They book their trips. They live and die by the sword. They don't, like, text harass us leading up to the trip every day, like, how's fishing, and torture themselves. They come out. They go fishing. They take the good with their bad. And at the end of the year, they've had an impressive season and caught everything that we do. That's how
you
fish in California.
Yeah. Because you can't predict it.
And it's easy to say when you're the guy collecting the check, and, you know, I realize that some people can only go one time or two times or three times. Book your trip. Book your 3-day on the Queen. Book whatever it is that fits your narrative of what you want to accomplish, and just go fishing.
And you look at the guys that are, you know, always amongst the top, whether they be the top, you know, anglers or captains or whatever, there's one thing in common, and it's just going all the time and focusing on that one thing more than anybody else. You know, the guys with the private boats that often are always doing great, they're always there, and it's because you hear about it when they catch a 200-pounder and they're taking a big picture on the deck. You don't hear about the three times they went during the week and they missed or they got one or they got a small one, but if you go all the time, like... there's no better success than just repetition, you know, whether it
exactly.
be figuring it out or learning it or simply just being there on the day that it wants to bite. Like, those are there's no replacement for going.
There's been a lot of, like, missing fish of different sizes, so it's all somewhere. And when I went out Friday, I was totally ready to, like, take a flyer and go out towards the Tanner or something and look at this, like, water break down there. It's also easy when you have, like, buds/customers on the boat and they're down with your program, and that's, like, part of the adventure as well.
Sure. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like it moves. It's got tails. It moves fast. And that's the same thing. And that's where you kind of became well known in the fishing in your four pack one man charters, such like that, for sea bass. And there's no more humbling fish.
True.
I mean, which one's more humbling, sea bass or bluefin? They're both pretty humbling, right?
It's tough. I think about this a lot at midnight.
At midnight.
Sea bass, at least you can feel like you're in control a little bit. bluefin, all the hunting's above the water, right? Yeah. Visual. Sea bass, right. Everything's below the water.
Yeah.
Sea bass, at least if you have the current, or if the conditions like flip on you, at least you can be like, oh, it switched to uphill. We have to go west and fish a different chunk of the island, mm-hmm. or whatever, you know? Bluefin, there's no barriers and no fences, and that ocean gets, I mean, Catalina gets really big really fast, but offshore gets like really big, yeah, right? Really fast, okay. When stuff moves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I started as a one-person white sea bass charter boat in 2012.
Yeah.
That's how I started my business.
Yeah. One-man charters?
The first 3 years, I never did an offshore fishing trip. When I started the business, no part of me was like, wow, someday I'll fish for bluefin tuna. Right?
Yeah, right.
No part of me was ever like, wow, someday I'm going to buy Tim Husband's Parker and like run trips on that out of Fisherman's.
Yeah.
So the growth and progression has been kind of, it's been interesting, and it's been really fast-paced because this is only my ninth season.
Yeah. Which one do you like doing better?
Bluefin or sea bass? Sea bass by far. I have very little emotional connection to bluefin. Like when they stop showing up, whether it's next year or 2 years from now or whatever, I'll feel like I got the best of it and right. I gave it everything I had and like pushed myself to the limit, but I won't be like sad, right? But if sea bass swam away, I'd be like distraught.
Yeah.
That's just me. A lot of people don't get sea bass and that fish and sea bass with this and whatever, yeah. right? It's because they can't catch them. And it's just a very technical fish when you strip it away from the squid grounds.
But you get it. That's the crazy thing.
Well, there's no other small boat charter operation that fishes them and catches them and caught more than 4 to 10 for their people every year. And we catch 100 plus to 250 plus even on the toughest years.
And big ones.
And bluefin, kind of, the code's been cracked with the bluefin, right? Sea bass is a whole other animal.
Totally
different thing. That's just me. A lot of people don't like that fish or get it. And I get that, but like I have a huge connection to that fish.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, let's head south down to a place where most of the time it's biting. John Ireland's calling us from Rancho Leonero. Good morning, John.
Hello, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, Brandon.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
Good morning. Long time no talk.
Great. Well, that was appropriate, Pete. The fishing was great up through Thursday. And then Evo came along and dumped some water on us. Not a real heavy rain. I'd say we got maybe 3 inches, 4 inches at the most. But it did definitely shut down the fishing. The Royals opened up and dirtied the water and cooled it off some. Water temps about 83 to 85, something like that. Otherwise, early in the week, it was just exactly like last week. Loads of wahoo, a real good billfish bite. You know, I thought there were blues that were biting out in front, but they're most of the fish, a couple have come to the cleaning table and they've all been black. They've been black marlin. A lot of 200 to 300 pounders. I'd say one out of every three billfish has caught some black. A few sails mixed in, and of course stripers all off the bank, off the front of La Rivera. Dorado, there were loads of Dorado around, especially south. You know, lots of peanut scotch. They're releasing 3 or 4 for every fish they're hanging on to. The wahoo are taking basically Rapalas, Marauders, and they're off the White Cliffs, Venaramas, and Iman Bank out there. Van Wormers had their wahoo shootout yesterday, and a 30.8 pounder won. They had only had 47 boats, and the winner, believe it or not, Quinn Miller on Don Roberto, won a Volkswagen Golf and 140 horsepower Suzuki. Not a bad take for a 47-fish boat tournament, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding, man. That's really, really good and shows that the wahoo are around, right?
Yeah, they are. And yesterday it was a tough take. It was a tough take for all the boats. Like I said, the water was much colder and dirtier, so I'm sure they picked up a few. I'm not exactly sure how many wahoo totally they got, but earlier in the week, you know, if boats are taking the boat ride, it's, you know, it's an hour and a half boat ride to get down there. Once you're on them and all that, it's almost guaranteed you're going to pick up at least one. Some are picking up 2 or 3. And the fish are ranging between 20 to 70 pounds. A lot of 30, 40, 50 pounders taken. So a lot of wahoo around.
Yeah.
Probably our best wahoo fishing of the year, certainly.
Was that a tropical storm that went through? Is that what it was, John?
That was Evo. Yeah, it was Evo, and it was a Cat 1 hurricane, and then it dropped down to tropical storm and kind of ran along the coast. And the on the outside, about 200 miles off. But it brought rain with it. And, you know, we really needed the water. This was really our first rain of the season. It was really dry. And so,
boy, I'll bet everything brightened up and got green real fast, huh?
It doesn't, it's amazing. It takes like 2 or 3 days, it'll just be brown, and then 2 or 3 days, it'll be bright, brilliant, emerald green. You
know? Crazy.
Love that time of the year down there. Quick. It's really fantastic. Yeah, it's beautiful. Well, happy birthday to your wife, Jen, and hopefully she had a great birthday. And, hey, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, how do we do that?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We've got loads of pictures on the website there of all these great wahoo. And and another thing I wanted to mention, Brandon will find this interesting. Alonzo went down and they're fishing in 600 feet of water, and it was Monday that they brought them up. They brought up a dozen black grouper, and they're ranging between 10 and 30 pounds, but they're catching them in 600 feet of water on chunks, skipjack and the squid.
Wow.
And, really nice fish.
Sure, Panguero.
Those bongos are amazing. 600 feet of water is a bull, and I'll tell you that. That's about as deep as we go.
Yeah. Hopefully they had electric reels. I don't think so. On the bongo, right?
Is that what we call hand lines?
Yeah. I'm sure they just plugged it right in.
That's not super bongo fishing.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, John, thanks a lot for that. Looking forward to the fall season at the ranch, which is also always so great. Once again, if somebody wants to come down, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252. And the water will clean up and the fishing will get good again real quick. The fishing has been improving every week over the last 6 weeks. It's been getting better and better. And I expect that to continue.
That's awesome, John.
Very good. Talk to you next Sunday. Look forward to it.
Talking to you guys. Nice to see you, Brandon.
See you, John. Thanks, John.
Appreciate that. All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Brandon, so let's jump into it, right?
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off this morning with Sam? He's calling us from Irvine. Sam, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning. Thank you for taking me. Hey, hi, Brandon. Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a while. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, my question is, I know you have skippers, and I've been out with at least one of them, and they're all really good. But when are you? What days are you skippering during the week? I'd like to maybe go out in a November trip. I've been watching your site for the open parties because it's hard to get three or four guys all going the same direction. But what days are you running the charters? I'd like to get out for maybe some bluefin and for sure lobster again.
Yeah, I'd love to get you out. I don't think I'm going to run any lobster trips myself this fall and winter. Wes is better at it than I am, straight up.
he do the lobster trap in the hotel and the whole deal?
Whole thing.
He likes all that.
Okay. He's good at it. He's excellent at sea bass fishing. I have the other business. I have some other things that I'm working on, so I'm probably not going to do the lobsters myself. And in terms of running the boat myself, I do my, not to sound elitist, but I do my bookings in November. I'm married. I have 3 kids. I like to be home on weekends now, and I worked really hard for the first 5 years of the business to grow it to the point where I don't have to like be on the boat myself all the time. So I wouldn't take anyone who calls right now. I wouldn't take them. And part of the matriculation is I tell people if they go with Wes or James or Brian or any of the other guys, I'll get them out with me the next year if they do their bookings in November. This is how it works. People are very results orientated, especially on the bluefin. If they come out once and don't catch them, they just go with another operation and try with them. If they go with another operation and don't get them, then they try with us. They kind of hopscotch around. If they go out and they get them and they have a good trip with Wes, he's the best thing ever. They only want to go with him. There's groups that are like, we wouldn't even go with Brandon if we could. We're like, Wes is our guy.
We joke about that at the landing all the time because Wes runs a lot of the trips out of Fisherman's Landing.
90%+, yeah.
And he kills it. He is so, so good. I mean, I don't think that there is a way to get a better shot at a trophy bluefin than going on a trip with Wes behind the wheel.
I agree. And it's because there's 3 or 4 guys, The numbers play.
Sure.
Your time up.
So if Sam wants to go...
Sam, I love you, dog, but I can't take you.
It's going to be with Wes.
It would be with Wes or with James.
And that's okay.
That's fine. Yeah. The small boat charter thing is just like all fishing. It's a personality play, and people want to fish with the personality they want to fish with, and different operations get different sets of clientele. You know what I mean? So I would love to take you again and hit me up in November, and we'll get you in the books. But for this year, that's it.
So that's when you start your bookings, is November.
Mm-hmm. People have first right of refusal, and I still have people that have the...
And this is for when? So if
2020, it would be for 2020.
For so in November, Boxer and Bluefin?
The whole season.
The whole season.
The whole season.
Because we have regulars that have owned certain dates, and they're not going to let go of their like full moon, late June charter, right?
Gotcha.
So that's how I do my bookings, and I think it's a fair way to do it. There's the matriculation process, so if someone goes with one of the other guys and they want to go with me, they can get in the books in November.
Just call beginning of November.
Mm-hmm. So November, everybody that's had a charter with you gets an opportunity to rebook that charter.
You own that date. You have first right of refusal, both the calendar date or the way that it falls. So, for example, the people that are going on the 2-day
Saturday.
Today, they would own the whatever the calendar date is, Sunday, Monday, or the third Sunday, Monday in August.
Gotcha.
And the way the fishing's been the last couple of years on the Bluefin, like a lot of people just aren't going to let go of those dates.
Yeah. That's a good position to be in, Brandon.
It's good. And it's also, like everything else in fishing, you got to kind of realize disaster's around the corner. Two bad seasons, a lot of that can go away. I'm just so lucky that my regular clientele is like straight up cream.
Yeah.
They're not going anywhere. They get it. If you're fishing yellowtail.
Do they get them every time?
Not at all. It's like Kathy comes out with me the most. And she catches the most big fish,
but how many days? I had her
last week. We didn't catch nothing. No. We had no wind. They just straight up were not biting, you know?
Yeah, can't make
takes it. Takes it. First trip she's missed on bluefin that we fished, but she takes it with a grain of salt. That's just part of it.
Hardly fishing.
Sidebar, this is my other little like micro tangent. There's no other place in the world where you go fishing for a trophy fish and expect to do it in one day.
Oh, how true is that?
Nobody goes to the Great Barrier Reef to go black marlin fishing to Cairns, like, we're just going to go there for the day. No one goes to Prince Edward Island for 3 days.
Sure.
No one goes bighorn sheep combing. The whole thing. But for whatever reason, in Southern California, people think that it just takes a day to go out there and catch a 300-pounder.
Yeah.
This is the landscape that we navigate in right now.
How many days did we spend at Clarion Island and the Riviera Hijitos,
right,
traveling, whatever,
right,
to go catch a 200, not a 300 pounder, a 200 pounder, or a 150 pounder.
Yeah.
And you can actually, that's the uniqueness of
it.
It's incredible.
Here. I did seven, like, true long range trips before I was able to catch a 200 pounder. Seven. Like, that's a lot of, days trying for one of those things.
And as you should be, you wanted that hunt and that search.
And then when it happened, you were so stoked that everything, you know.
Even if it's just a 10-day, which is more than 10 days, that's 70 days
that's
on the water
saying.
To catch a 200-pounder. Yeah, that's a lot of days, for sure. Hey, Sam, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go live on the water right now. Captain Mike Pritchard's calling us from the Tribune. Well, Mike, I know yesterday was a good day. What about today?
We're off to a good start and a completely different start. Yesterday we had some good yellowtail fishing first thing in the morning. Round out with a little bit of bluefin there in the afternoon. I think we ended up with 27 bluefin, a handful of yellowfin.
Nice.
This morning we're catching bluefin.
Nice.
We've got 10 bluefin on the boat here so far. We've got 2 yellowfin and a little bit different grade for what we've had here. Most of the bluefin here are 40 to 50 pounds this morning and caught us off guard a little bit when you think you're going to slide on a spot of that 12 to 20 pound yellowfin. Last fish did come up on a flat ball, so it came in relatively quick, but some nice, great bluefin to start our morning with.
Wow,
great.
That is really...
That's awesome,
dude. And same zone, same general area?
Yeah, same area. It's pretty much the same. There's been... some guys had really good fishing yesterday. If you got on the right spot of yellowfin, it sounded like they cooperated pretty good. But we're seeing more and more of this bluefin to move back in, and not the worst thing ever.
Man, how cool is that, you know, if that yellowfin gets back in the bite, knowing you got lots of yanking and cranking on with that very fun, you know, popper and Colt sniper size yellowfin, but also have shots at trophy bluefins up to 50 pounds. I mean, that's what a perfect setup for one day range.
Yeah, no, it's fun fishing. And the same thing this morning. We stopped on a little bit of yellowfin on the machine, and we started hooking these bluefin, and guys are getting bit on 25 pound and bass here, and they're looking at me like there's something wrong. I won't stop.
So you have to stop. That's cool.
Weather's still beautiful.
My coffee's sitting on the dash without a thought of it even falling over.
Nice. That's fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to come out on the Tribune out of C4 Sport Fishing, are you going to be having some availability this week? Looks like a beautiful week of weather.
Yes. Give C4's landing a call, 619-224-3383. We just hooked a few more fish. I'm going to go, and we'll check back with you guys next week.
All right. Sounds good, Mike. Appreciate the call this morning. That's right there on the spot, right, from Mike.
Those are always my favorite reports when you can hear the sonar kicking in the background, and then, like, the either excitement level of, hey, man, we just hooked one, or, hey, man, you got to go, or, hey, I got to kelp on the bow. Like, I always love it when they lose interest real hardcore just like that at the end of it. Like, yeah. you know, it's hitting the fan right then. Yeah. Like, that's pretty cool.
And hats off to Mike for making that call.
Absolutely.
To keep us informed, too.
I dig it. It's one of my favorite parts for sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's S-N-A-P-P-I-N-S.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, time for the catch report.
You got it, dude. Let's find out what's biting out there. Today it's sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you pump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com or get their affordable products at Wilson Marine Exchange, or at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange. And Pete, for a guy like you, Brandon, for a guy like you that is not on the boat all the time, but the boat lives in the water, those guys make such cool stuff to keep in touch with your boat and what's going on.
Got text notifications on my
text
boat.
Alert when your bilge is going off and cycling, and you have an extra little leash of knowing what's going on in the boat when you're not there.
And it's not just the bilge, too. The batteries and everything. Like, for example, my boat is up in Newport right now getting new engines put in.
Yeah.
Field research is over. You'll see field research sitting at Balboa Shipyard there, but for a little while. Hopefully not too long.
I was wondering why your wallet was just dangling off
the helium. It's emptying very quickly. But I get notifications. I know when they're coming in, you know, the batteries are disconnected, you know. It's like I get notifications on all
this
stuff.
It's so cool. It's great.
And it's like, but wait. I had to turn them all off because I kept on getting notifications about them. what's going on with the boat?
Yeah, that's good.
Right? Hey, let's go ahead and start with Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
What's up, Woolley?
Great.
Morning.
Same old, huh? Good stuff, man. Us up here, you know, this week it was a multifaceted, I would call it, in regards to our effort and our success up here. You know, along the coast, things did finally perk up a little bit. You know, last week I was saying it was a little tricky. This week, things did perk up for the half day, the three quarter day scene. Lots of action on the bass to keep people busy. You know, some good catch and release action. Three quarter day trips, we did again kind of lean on the bottom fish a little bit as we wait for this offshore scene to progress a little bit more to get us out there. Some real nice quality on that bottom fish, so some real nice red and some big grouper and stuff. However, a few days we did see some yellowtail and dorado or two on some kelps out here. You know, we kind of did a bender to the outside 10, 12 miles to, you know, keep that water on us. There's been a little sign there with some small yellowtail and then, like I said, that dorado. Over at Catalina this week, some more great action on the bass. We've been fishing really nice sardines, 4 to 5 inch sardines, just perfect bass bait. And along with that bass, there's been plenty of bonito and some shots at that smaller island grade yellowtail, that 10 to 15 pound stuff, some of that in our counts this week. The flyline sardines and the surface iron, I'd say, fish the best over there for us as we're over there on some all day trips. And then finally offshore, the Fury. He's been having some phenomenal success, very good yellowfin tuna fishing for him on his overnight trips. They've been, you know, making that run, but it's been getting closer every day, it seems like. Same deal, you know, flyline sardine and the cold sniper jigs being the best bet. And that lighter line, obviously, that 20-pound line with the number two hook has been all you need to consistently get the bites out there. So he's pretty much booked solid. He may have some openings here and there as, you know, people – last minute dropout. So if you want to hop on a trip with him, certainly call the office and see what they have available with Marcus there on the Fury. Anyways, that's pretty much it for us. You know, new week. We're looking forward to seeing where we're at next Sunday. So if you guys want to hop on a trip here, our number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawerf.com. And if you book online, use the code for this month, SAVER25, and that'll knock a few bucks off your ticket price when you book online.
SAVER25. It's such a cool deal that you do, Willie, for our customers and all your great customers there. A great way to save some money on a local trip. Well, glad to hear some good fishing, some great-looking weather coming here forward this week. So I see nothing but continued good fishing up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
That's what we're hoping. So we'll see how this week rolls out, and we'll report back to you next week.
I like it. Thanks, Willie. Appreciate a great report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, boys. Thanks. See ya.
Yeah. Thanks. Right. Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that. Let's go down to Cedros. Cedros Island. Cedros Port Fishing. Rosie, the boss, is on the line. Good morning, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Hey. Good morning, guys. Yep, it's me. Jeff is down at the island fishing.
I was going to say, what'd you do with your husband?
I know, right?
Send me to go check on things down there.
Exactly. Well, earlier in the week, on Monday, Tuesday, we kind of had a little slight chop in the water, but the guy said that the yellowtail were still biting. Little bit smaller this week, maybe 18 to 33 pounds, nothing over that 35-pound range. But, hey, I'll still take a 33-pounder. I'm okay with that, right? So, yeah, still biting on the surface iron, slow trolling, all of that still working really good. By midweek, the water's kind of calmed down, and one of the ponkas kind of ventured out to see what they could see, and they were finding dorados under the patties. So, and again, they weren't that sizable. They were right around the, around 20-pound range for Dorado, but they said they still had just a heyday fun catching those guys. So that was good there. Couple of the guys ventured around to Colorado and came up with around two of the, white sea bass right around the 30-pound range. So they were happy campers. And the calico, still doing what the calicos do. They keep on biting, keep on coming out of the water, keep on going back down in the water, keep biting, come up out of the water, go back down. Wow. So they were having fun there. So we've got Ivo that is heading our way. And he's kind of swirling the other way and going offshore. So we're going to see what happens here. But in the next probably 24 hours, we might get a little bit of wind. It's still not – I mean, this – tropical depression, I guess it is now, is really just dying down and fizzling out, which is nice because it's right before it gets up to us past Baja Ascension and stuff. So we might get a little bit of wind from it and definitely some cloud cover, but we'll see what Jeff has to say when he gets back.
Right on, Rosie. Well, certainly some great fishing going on, as always. Cedro Sport Fishing does such a great job down on the island. We love it, and appreciate you keeping us up to date with what's going on, and we'll look forward to hearing from Jeff next week when he returns with a fresh report.
You got it. Sounds good, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks Rosie. Appreciate that. And I might add to our 2020 Cedro Sport Fishing trips are up on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Don't hesitate to
book. Kidding.
We have a trip in July and a trip in August, just like same kind of dates as this year. So, Brandon says, we've locked in the good dates, and we get first right, and we're in there. And you guys are part of that. So it's an open party. Any of our listeners can go. So don't wait if you want to go to Cedro Sport Fishing on the Let's Talk Hookup trips next year.
We had such a great trip on our last trip that I just came back from in August that half the guys were freaking out. Not only were they booking their spots, but they were trying to book other boats knowing that their buds were going. So I know for a fact that that August trip will be sold out very soon. So just
you've got a lot
of, I would bet so. You've got a lot of time to figure it out. But, man, go in there, throw your money down, secure your spot, and, you know, figure out the rest as they come, because it was really, really good this year.
And it's those are two prime months there. July,
August.
You can't beat it. So go to letstalkhookup.com. Go to the trips page. You'll see all of our 2019 and 20 trips up there.
You got it. Well, as we're waiting to hear from our surf guru for now, that's going to wrap up the Catch Report. The CCA On the Beach Surf Fishing Clinic is coming to Verges Landing in Morro Bay. It's on September the 27th and the 28th. You can learn right on the sand from Bill Varnay and his team on how to find bait, how to find the bait, how to find the fish, and how to catch fish from the surf. To learn more about the upcoming Morro Bay Clinic, go to surffishtackle.com and click on seminars. Also, you can check the great website, fishthesurf.com, where you'll find tips, reports, articles, all designed to help make you a better surf angler.
Indeed. And I want to remind you, this coming up Saturday is our final San Diego County Ford Dealer Live Remote Broadcast. The 31st of August is going to be at El Cajon Ford. And your last chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's that trip for one on the Royal Star fly-down, fly-back trip from Mazatlan in January. It includes a round-trip ticket from L.A. to Mazatlan, Alaska Airlines. Hey, be sure to click the Alaska Air banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, for more details on the great Alaska airline destinations. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. That's that fabulous four-pack out of there. And, of course, AFCO and Hydro's foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. We're going to be giving away a ton of stuff. This is the last one, so we're going to be opening the chutes this coming Saturday at El Cajon Ford. So check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We'll see you this Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. at El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main in El Cajon. Let's go ahead and jump to the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Well, they are packed up. How about we talk to Roger, calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hey, Roger, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Great show. Brandon, I've been a great fan of the Bite forever since it very first came out.
Oh, thank you.
And I've been hoping you would put it on audio so we could hear some of the great articles that are written in that book.
Well, that's a good
idea. That journal.
I've been in contact with Samuel Jackson to narrate.
Ooh.
And it's probably, I'm just kidding.
Cool.
Attenborough, maybe after that.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good idea, though. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, I think, and use a voice like Tim Ekstrom. You know, use a voice that's in the industry. I think it would be great.
Yeah.
You could even have your own app.
I never thought of that.
That is a good idea. I like it. Very well done, Roger.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
All right. How about Eddie from Costa Mesa up next here on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Eddie?
Hey, good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Hey, the question is on the bluefin. They're not acting the same way as last year. We're catching them in the dark with flat ball, glow-in-the-dark jigs. Did you guys think that that'll occur this year once again, late September or October?
Well, when Mike just called in, he said that he had shots on that flat fall, and we've had some fish on it. Wes, a few trips ago, Wes got doubled up on the flat fall at night. I think that's a byproduct of the fact that sport boats aren't fishing that bluefin zone.
Totally.
That's what's really going on. If that yellowfin disappeared and everyone kind of scrambled and they put more attention out west, I think you'd see a little bit more of that going on. Bluefin and yellowfin overall, especially when you make the bluefin big and the yellowfin school grade, like totally different water structures. That's why when people come out, it's not like you're going to be stopping on spots of yellowfin along the way and 100 to 200 plus pound bluefin, because they like different types of water usually. So it's just, that's really just a product of the zones boats are fishing. And that lights out yellowfin is in hot water, not that cooler water out west.
Yeah. All right.
The nighttime flat fall thing for a sport boat is the best way for multiple anglers to have multiple shots at those big ones. You know, the majority of that big fish that's getting caught right now is some sort of aerial presentation bait. Certainly not all of them, but that's how the majority is, and that's tough. You know, when you've got 30 guys that, you know, one or two of them are in the game that are happen to be on the kite or the balloon, and but when it switches to dark and on flat falls, all 30 guys are fishing baits all the time, and you hook a couple, it gets the interest up, and now there's a bunch of guys fishing all night that can and do pick them off. And I would bet if all of the boats were up there, there'd be flat fall bites to be had, and then, you know, that just one grows off of the other, and it becomes, oh, hey, this is the thing, this is what they're on.
It's an amazing piece of metal, isn't it?
Works great.
Well, you're not
kidding. It works for sure. I can tell you the success we had. I told you about the success we had in Alaska. It's just an unbelievable piece. Yeah,
they were smart that they created a lure that does all the work when it's in free spool. So instead of, you know, patting your head and rubbing your belly at the same time and turning the handle just right, you just take the reel out of the gear and it moves on its way down. It's perfect.
And they eat it.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Hey, Eddie, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more great information, another hour. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. Radio.com sports station.
Hi, this is Hunter Renfrow.
The Padres play here.
A two-run shot to dead center. Hosmer scores 12-3 Padres.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Entercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people. My brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.